Okay, Antonio, you said you were listening to this on the plane. This is the relaxing music after losing. And Antonio, you have to see him right now. He's got his eyes closed.
Would you like a Swedish or shiatsu massage?
He's doing ninja hand movements now. He kind of reminds me of Swayze in Roadhouse in that scene when he's in the backyard.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were going to say Ghost.
No, that too, maybe. That too, maybe. This music is actually working. This stuff really works. It's calming me down.
But how can you hear? You're talking over the whole thing.
I know, but, well, it's radio. I can't just let the music play. It's like people tuning in. What the heck is this?
Okay. I'll tell you something, though. It's not always a good thing to listen to when you sleep.
Why?
It drives you crazy.
Does it really?
Yeah, because you can still hear it in your mind. You sleep, but you just...
I'm worried that
you're hearing birds.
There are subliminal messages in here.
Go get a weapon.
You know, something... I don't know. You can't really hear them. They're underneath, you know?
Yeah.
They have, like, positive reinforcement tapes on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough of that music for now. Thank you, Laura, our producer. Now it's time for the segment that we look forward to every week. It's called Ask Antonio, where Antonio's teammates ask him questions. And we recorded these earlier. No, we're not bringing them in via satellite. Let's listen in to the first question for Ask Antonio.
What's up? This is Shiloh Kale. This is my question for Antonio. Tony, when are you going to allow me to enter the secret society of ninjutsu?
The secret society.
He was your protege, right? He was the one that you said would make a really good ninja.
I told him that.
Yeah.
He asked me about that. He asked me about that last week in the hot tub. It's like, hey, man, when you going to let me in the ninja? I said, I told him that you was already, you was like one of my number one candidates, you know? But
he's eager now.
To answer his question, you know, he's already... And I told you, because you got to be born with the secret, you know, the hidden ninja blood within.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it flowing through his veins strongly. The chi is strong within him.
That's good.
Does he get a ninja name?
Shiloh K.O.
sounds like a ninja name.
He's already there. We had Daniel Manning on the show, on the Verizon Texans Player Show, and he likes Shiloh's play a lot. He says Shiloh's doing really well. He likes the way he's bringing it on the field.
We've always liked him. You know, he's just one of those type of kids that grows on, you know, from the moment you meet him. He plays with passion, you know, like that's how I think me and Daniel Manning play, you know. And, you know, that's why we both are pretty fond of him.
And on top of that, he was, you know, mid-season last year, they made him one of the captains on special teams, you know, because – that's a pretty big deal 2 years into your career.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said, man, he plays with a passion that it's electrifying also, but contagious. And you need that on special teams.
Right.
You know, it makes you want make, like, everybody on special teams want to play like him. And when you had him and Braven both last year playing like they was, you know, with reckless abandon, because that's how you got to play on special teams. You got to be a tough dude, man. That's a tough job.
Oh, yeah.
And off the field as well. I was really surprised to hear Ed Reed said that whenever he's got a question, he goes to Shiloh. He's always asking him, you know, about different plays or what's going on in meetings. So off the field as well, he's a pretty big deal.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We all love him, you know.
Not to focus on this, but get back to the hot tub thing for a moment. Normally that'd be like a man card violation. You know, I was talking with my buddy in the hot tub, but I understand it's a football environment. So people talk about the cold tub. Do you do the hot tub before practice, cold tub after? How does that work? When do you do which?
What I do is I do the hot tub. I hate the cold tub. So what I do is get my body real hot.
Mm-hmm.
I get in the hot tub. Then I get in the cold tub. And then it's not as much of a shock to your body slowly starts to...
It's going to be a tremendous shock.
That's a horrible idea.
No, because you're extremely hot. That hot tub is hot.
So you need it to cool
down. So once you get in the cold tub, it's not as much of a shock as just the cold tub regular. But eventually you will numb up, and what they call it contrast. They call it contrast. So then you get out of the cold tub, and then you get back into the hot tub. And it it freezes the blood, then releases the blood, and flushes out, you know,
toxins.
The soreness. You started this conversation by saying, I don't like the cold tub, but I mean, isn't that like saying I don't like needles? I mean, does anybody really like the cold tub? Does anybody like being in there? Because
I know some guys are just jumping up with no problem.
Right. But do dive they like in. It though?
And you gotta like cold tub if you dive in it.
Yeah,
like the old not just,
maybe you just
not
get
just
it over
your
with.
Body. But you go all the way under the water, throw your hair back and all that. No.
Is that somebody you can you? Is that a big secret?
No, I've just seen a lot of guys.
I think
do
that
it.
Was a hint.
I think a lot of guys do it.
Hint.
I can't remember.
We should
who.
Bring a tub right here at Houston Texans Grill and try it out someday. We'll all do the show in the tub. All right, next question for Ask Antonio, please.
Kareem Jackson, number 25, cornerback for your Houston Texans. I'm just dying to know this. Antonio, Ninja Assassin. I don't need a date or, romancing or whatever. You taking a girl out. I want to know, are you Antonio Smith or are you the Ninja Assassin?
Only Kareem.
But what about Tone Stradamus?
I predict good things are happening.
I predict this date is going very well.
You want to take some time to think about that? But it is almost time for a break here. But we do want to know the answer one way or another.
He is I and I am him.
That's perfect.
You can't do any better than that.
That's a biblical answer right there.
Ask Antonio one final question here from a Houston Texans teammate of Antonio Smith. It is one Ed Reed.
All right, this is Yoda. Ed Reed. All right, this is Ed Reed. Question for you. Where's my money?
All right, now we were told that we have to ask you what this means, that you would certainly know, and is it something you can explain to us?
Yeah, when he just said that to me, what he probably wanted me to say is, I ain't got no money, punk.
That's it, huh?
What he said. It's old Martin. You don't never watch Martin Long?
Oh, it's from Martin. Okay.
Yeah. He considered me as Dragonfly Jones.
Okay.
You know, I heard it.
Well, he used to have Ken Chi. It was obedient servant, you know. And Ken Chi always used to ask Dragonfly where his money was, you know. And Dragonfly would come up with different kind of quotes not to pay Ken Chi. And so I always be saying it in the locker room, so that's why he said that. He said, hey, yo, Dragonfly, you think I get my money? You know, my electric bill is about to get cut off. Dragonfly told Ken Chi, he said, I ain't got no money, punk. If you had been practicing your art, you know you're wearing the dark, young punk.
Oh, we gotta show
this
you.
This is your guys' thing. That's really
that's our thing. Yeah,
that's pretty cute.
It's pretty
like
elaborate.
That.
Actually,
if you watch it,
thing.
It's funny.
It's really funny.
Hilarious. He got Dragonfly Jones, a dude named Otis, who like an old security guard with no teeth, and then he got a little kid named Roscoe. With a snotty note, man, that show is going to be the funniest show ever for many moons past what we living right now. And I still laugh at it today.